Hi, I'm Minister Kenny McCray.
And I'm Prophetess Kay McCray, and we are Broken Clay Ministry of Phoenix City, Alabama. Today, I'd like to talk to you and ask you a very simple but profound question, and that is, what is the condition of your soul? Yes, you heard me correctly. What is the condition of your soul? On our last podcast, we talked about 3 John 2 that teaches, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. The underlying message taught is your health and your prosperity is tied to the prosperity of your soul. Your growth and your increase of mind, will, and emotions, which are the components of your soul. Now today, let's talk about the question, what is the condition of your soul? As I move forward in this message, I would like for you to silently ask the Holy Spirit to allow you to see and hear into your inner being as to the condition of your soul. And if possible, anything that comes up, write it down so we may revisit it in prayer. The condition of your soul affects every area of your life because the soul consists of the 3 overall parts, being the mind, thoughts, and intellect. Remember, the mind tells the brain what to do. The will, decisions that we make are based on how we think and what you think about, as well as what you do. The emotions, how you feel, and what you allow to affect you emotionally and psychologically. All 3 components make up the soul, which is the whole man. The soul seeks to go back to the origin of creation and the Creator, who is God. We live in a time where mostly every home has a computer. Your computers run off of an operation system that manages all of the software on the computer. Most of the time, there are 7 different computer programs running at the same time, and they all need to access your computer's central processing unit, memory, and storage. Computers run off of systems and software. These systems are used to interface and integrate in order to obtain and reach the highest use. In comparison, the soul of a man has to operate like a fine-tuned integration computer system. The soul integrates with the mind, the will, and the emotions of man into the whole person. This system is designed to come into alignment with the Spirit of God through His Word. The soul is the deepest part of man, and that is the whole person. It is my belief that the divine calling of the soul to be in union with God is found in Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, that states, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your strength. I believe strongly in this scripture because it is a threefold cord. The Word of God says that a threefold cord is not easily broken. The threefold cord is that of, in this scripture now, the heart, the soul, and the strength. The heart is my will and choice. The heart is primarily the seat of the choices we make from the core of who we are. We must all come to know for ourselves what our core values are as it relates to our deepest and intimate relationship with God. These guiding principles dictate behavior and can help people understand the difference between right and wrong. Core values will help you in determining if you are on the right path toward fulfilling the goal for your life. Not only does businesses and the world have core values, We as kingdom people must operate in our core values that line up with the Word of God. Proverbs 4:23 teaches, above all else, guard your heart. See, that's your core. For everything you do flows from it. If the enemy can capture your heart, that's your core, he can shut down the life that flows out of you. Strength. Remember, that's the second core. That's all of my body. The Word of God teaches that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, according to Romans 12:1. The soul, that's the third part. The mind, the will, and the emotions, that's the third core of what we're speaking of, that must bind together and bring all its attention to and on the love of God. Once that becomes the focal point, that love for God will flow out and it will become a full relationship. Your soul is what integrates your will, your desires and intentions, your mind, your thoughts and emotions, your core values and conscience, while housing itself in a fleshly body into becoming and making of a whole man, whole woman, or whole person. Remember, we are still posing the question to you to consider, and that is, what is the condition of your soul? The condition of the soul may be healthy or unhealthy. When your soul is healthy, there are no outside forces that can destroy your life. On the other hand, if the soul is unhealthy, no outside forces can redeem your life. A soul is healthy when there is harmony between all the components of the soul and with the Creator, who is God. When you are connected with God and other people in life, you have a healthy soul. When a person is living and operating out of a healthy soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions, regardless of what may come against them, it will not prosper because they believe in and stand on all 66 books of the Word of God. As a result of the power that resonates inside of the soul, no external forces can defeat, put an end to, annihilate, tear down, or destroy that soul, that person. Because the healthy soul knows that refuge is only found in seeking after God, just as the deer pants after the water when it is being chased by a hunter. When the soul is at rest and peace with God, it is in a state of divine harmony with God, self, and mankind. Selah, just think about that. Shalom, peace. When the soul is unhealthy, it does not seek God. It seeks refuge in people or other means outside of God. For example, the relationship with Creator God the Father is not in first place in their life. One's refuge is temporary, is uncertain, and will not sustain or keep the soul, the person. For example, when a person begins to make these types of statements, and I'm sure you've heard these before, statements like, I feel like my life is falling apart. I just can't seem to get myself together. I just can't seem to get my act together. I seem to be going to pieces. I am coming apart at the seams. There has to be more than this. Charge it to my head and not my heart. Now, these type of statements are what we call red flags. They are indicators that the soul is crying out in need of restoration, renewal, and refreshing by getting in the presence of Father God. Remember, a healthy soul is integrated, but the unhealthy soul experiences disintegration, and sin always causes the disintegration of the soul and removes us from the presence of God. An unhealthy soul is a cluttered soul. Now just think about it. If we have a closet in our home and we have stuff everywhere, it's all out of the boundaries. Our shoes over there, our shirt is thrown over there, the hangers need to be where the clothes needs to be hung up. They're still there, but everything is in such a disarray. That is an example of the inner look and condition of a cluttered soul. Mark 8 and 36, according to the NIV, says, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" King James says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" This scripture is not talking about going to hell. Jesus is talking about a diagnosis, not a destination. He's talking about the condition of one's soul. What good is it for anyone to gain the whole world if we're running after the world system? If we're running after just getting everything that the world has to offer, are we losing our soul in the process of seeking things and stuff and houses and land and house and how more houses and cars and all of these things that the world offer without having the balance of our lives? Are we gaining all this stuff with no harmony in our lives of peace, shalom there? Unhealthy soul. For the unhealthy soul that have been disintegrated or disconnected from God seeks the things, pleasure, sex, and utter satisfaction of a fleshly life. See, to lose your soul means I no longer have a healthy center, a core. Just imagine, I'm a Lamborghini, a Mercedes, a Porsche without a steering wheel. No value to myself or anyone else around me. I look good. A Lamborghini, a Mercedes, a Porsche, all of those are beautiful automobiles. But what does it mean to have it, but it has no value in the end? See, there are many families out there that experience where someone there that is very dear, the father, the mother, work all the time. They love you, but they just don't have no time. But what's the importance of that? I know we all have to take care of our responsibilities, but without balance, without harmony in our lives, we have an unhealthy soul. In the process, we should begin to ask ourselves, what's happening to my soul? Am I balanced? Am I not balanced? You see, nursing homes and large homes and homes in general have men and women who are living in caves alone because they lost their soul along this journey called life. They were working to have a living and make a living, but they didn't establish a wonderful life with those around them. So as we get older, or as we even, it doesn't matter what the age is, but having the balance that we can have not only the right relationship with God, but the right relationship with ourselves and with those that we love. No matter what, we must find our way home again to the one who breathed the breath of life into our mortal soul. Balance, harmony, love, joy, peace are all found when you submit yourself to God and fall into his loving arms. The question that was posed today is, what is the condition of your soul? See, this is a question only you can answer, but be very honest with yourself. If your soul is unhealthy, cluttered, remember that closet? Repent and turn and begin to process the process of changing your mind. taking on the mind of Christ, being renewed in the presence of Almighty God, which is your soul, and your soul seek time out to talk to a loving Father, to the loving Father, and He will receive you and make you whole in every area of your life. What is the condition of your soul?
Now, until next time,
this is Minister Kenny McCray,
and I'm Prophetess Kay McCray, and we are Broken Clay Ministry of Phenix City, Alabama.
Now go and have a great day on purpose.